You're listening to The Takeaway on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Brian Zumhagen. There's been a lot of talk about racism this election season, and not only white racism. The Latino vote may be a deciding factor in many states, and over the past year, many Hispanics have spoken of prejudice in their own communities against African Americans. But polls are increasingly suggesting such prejudice will not turn Latinos away from Senator Barack Obama when they enter the voting booth. And WNYC's Marianne McCune says her conversations with Hispanics in Pennsylvania point the same way. Marianne, where did you go and what did you find out?
Brian, I went on what seemed like a wild goose chase in Reading, Pennsylvania. Reading is a middle-sized town about 3 hours from here on bus, and it has a sizable Puerto Rican population plus a whole slew of Dominican immigrants who actually came to Pennsylvania from New York more recently. There are also a good number of newish Mexican immigrants and some South Americans. And I spent a day talking to people there about whether Latinos are supporting Obama. And yes, I did find some people who said that in conversations with each other, some Latinos are expressing some distrust of Obama because of his race, like that if Obama were president, African Americans would gain and Latinos would lose out. Listen to this Ecuadorian immigrant who's a politics professor, and he says, for example, that one of his students talked about the issue.
Some people in his family are not going to vote for Obama because he's from black descent. But nevertheless, for the most part, as things have been progressing, I see that the economic situation has been taking precedence over any other racial issue.
So his name is Lenin Agudo. And he was eating lunch in a Dominican restaurant, and he said he only heard comments like that one student's twice. And that for his part, there's no question he'll vote for Obama.
Now, there's been a lot of discussion about the Bradley effect as it relates to white voters who tell pollsters that they'll support a black candidate and then maybe make a different choice in the voting booth. You think there's a chance that people are just saying that they'll vote for him, but then when they're in the voting booth, that prejudice will play a greater role than it seems to when people are answering questions from reporters?
Of course, that's possible. But the thing is, save two Republican McCain supporters, the people I spoke to were pretty emphatic about their support for Obama. For example, I went to one of two public housing areas in Reading, partly because some people who said Latinos are worried about having an African-American president told me that it's the poorer, less educated Latinos who feel that way. So I walk into one of the main bodegas in this pretty poor neighborhood, and the owner is wearing an Obama button. He tells me everybody here is voting Obama, and I stuck around for a while, and everyone who came in had something really enthusiastic to say about him. People weren't shy about it. For example, listen to this Puerto Rican woman who was picking up groceries with her daughter.
Él va a ser la salvación de los hispanos. Los hispanos estamos esperando un
so this is Zoraida Huertas, and she would hardly let me go. She was talking about how she has faith that Obama's going to win. He's going to be the salvation of the Hispanics. She said Hispanics are waiting for change because there's a lot of poverty and that she knows Obama is going to help the poor.
And what about those two McCain supporters you mentioned?
Well, they certainly didn't say they were voting for McCain because Obama is black, and there was no particular evidence that was the case. One talked pretty thoroughly about what she saw as the superiority of McCain's economic policy, and the other about his experience, his experience in Washington. But look, I'm not at all trying to say that I've discovered, after a limited number of hours pounding the pavement in Latino neighborhoods, that there's no prejudice against African Americans in those communities. I'm saying that the perception among many Latinos that that prejudice will have a big impact on the election may be just that, just a perception. I mean, when I pressed people to say who they'd heard expressing that kind of reservation, more than a few said that they'd heard it on television. So it was really hard to get people to think of someone specific.
WNYC's Marianne McCune, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.